Country 107.3. Good morning. We're Joe and Jana. Welcome to Tuesday morning. It is the 14th day of October. It's Face Your Fears Day, and it's also National Dessert Day.
We can get behind that.
One pick, Jana. What's your favorite dessert?
Ice cream.
Apple pie. Good morning. We're Joe and Jana. Here are three things you need to know this morning. A 34-year-old Atlantic City woman was found dead inside a Sheridan Avenue home over the weekend. The death of Christina Burdett has been ruled a homicide.
The nor'easter is now history. Communities along the shore are recovering from the damaging effects of the storm. It caused widespread flooding all along the coastline Sunday and Monday. Beach erosion is also a problem.
ShopRite hiring in all departments and holding a job fair at its stores this Saturday from 11 till 2. The company's website says they offer a game-based training app, entertainment and tuition discounts, and scholarship opportunities.
And your South Jersey weather for today, maybe a spotty shower this morning, then a little sun this afternoon, breezy, high of 60.
Jelly Roll, Cat Country 107.3. Good morning, we're Joe and Jana. Time now for Jana's Fangirl Update.
We're shouting out Luke Combs and his wife Nicole this morning. They just announced the sweetest news ever. Baby number 3 is on the way. They shared this really cute video with their sons Tex and Beau. They were cheering over the new sonogram. Right in the feels. Just hit me right in the heart. Nicole, she's already rocking that bump in style. Okay. A denim vest, a prairie skirt. She's giving like super country chic mom vibes. If you know, you know. So adorable. We've got the Combs baby announcement up now. CatCountry1073.com. Make sure you don't miss it. Kane Brown just set the bar way too high for anniversaries, okay? To celebrate 7 years with Caitlin, his wife, he transformed a room into a total romantic dream. Like white curtains everywhere, rose petals, candlelight. They even slow danced to a vintage love song. It's giving major thank God energy all over again. So romantic. Jeez, I'm crow. You can check out the video of Kane's gorgeous anniversary dinner surprise for Caitlin right now on the Cat Country 107.3 app. She's a lucky gal. The Jana's
Country 107.3. Mornings with Joe and Jana. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to a Tuesday morning. We've got cash again to give away today. How about this? $1,000 up for grabs.
Please?
Yes.
Give me some. Yes. I'm just kidding. Kind of.
$1,000 up for grabs on Cash Cow. First chance to win is at 8:20. Looking ahead to Thursday, we'll give you another chance to win $10,000, just like Jenny H. Country 107.3 Mornings with Joe and Jana. Very important news. Somebody has figured out when people get grumpy at age. At this age.
Oh, like when they turn into grumpy older people.
52 is nothing to laugh at. That's the age when we start becoming grumpy, according to the survey.
But why?
The full poll found that people over 50 laughed less than their younger counterparts and complained more. Well, infants laughed up to 300 times a day.
Oh.
That figure had fallen to an average of 6 laughs by teenage years and only 2.5 chuckles for those over 60. And yes, men were found to be grumpier than women. Cat Country 107.3, Mornings with Joe and Jana Shabuzi, and good news. Here's the good news. It's time for your Cat Country Joke of the Morning. Brought to you by our friends at Bridgeton Auto Mall. Take advantage of family and friends discounts happening now at Bridgeton Auto Mall. Rochelle lives in Galloway. She sent us the joke we're going to use this morning.
Rochelle, thank you.
I love that name, Rochelle.
I know, that's awesome.
A woman at a party walked up to a man who was being very loud and obnoxious and told him, "If you were my husband, I would poison your drink." The man replied, "If you were my wife, I would drink it." Country 107.3, Mornings with Joe and Jana. Cat is out and about on the prowl later today. It's Girls Night Out with Jana.
Yes, it is. We're going to be at AMI, Atlanta Medical Imaging, right on the Black Horse Pike in Spruce Avenue in EHT. Come on out. It is truly a night for the girls. Facials, manicures, games and prizes just for you. Some delicious nosh and food and cheese and drinkies and everything that your little galley heart could desire for a Tuesday night. Plus, it's Breast Cancer Awareness Month, so you can schedule your mammogram for free. You can do so all October long, but like honestly, this is the best night to do it because there's just going to be so much fun to be had waiting for you. I can't wait. They have these. I love going every year. They have these like chicken salad. I don't know what you call them. Like
sandwiches?
They're not sandwiches. They're like on this crunchy stuff. I can't explain it. It's so good. It's so much fun. We're there every year. Atlantic Medical Imaging, AMI, right on the Black Horse Pike in EHT. We're going to be there from 5 to 8. Come out and have some fun. We'll see you there.
Country 107.3, Mornings with Joe and Jana. Time now for your Cat Country Dumb Story of the Morning.
And where are we off to today?
Spain. A woman so fed up with her unemployed boyfriend playing video games all the time, she decided to take his PlayStation to work with her.
Smart.
He did not take that well. In fact, police allege the 42-year-old boyfriend was so upset, he followed behind the girlfriend as she drove to work and ended up rear-ending her car. He was arrested. She broke up with him. Joe and Jana, it's Cash Cow Day. 10 chances to win $1,000 today on Cash Cow. Made possible thanks to our friends at Bennett Chevy, Egg Harbor Township, and BennettChevy.com. And starting next Monday, get a load of this. We got a fabulous trip for you to win to see Lainey Wilson in Lost Mill. Good morning. We're three things you need to know this morning. A 34-year-old Atlantic City woman was found dead inside a Sheridan Avenue home over the weekend. The death of Christina Burdett has been ruled a homicide.
The nor'easter is now history. Communities along the shore are recovering from the damaging effects of the storm. It caused widespread flooding all along the coastline Sunday and Monday. Beach erosion is also a problem.
ShopRite hiring in all departments and holding a job fair at its stores this Saturday from 11 till 2. The company's website says they offer a game-based training app, entertainment and tuition discounts, and scholarship opportunities.
And your South Jersey weather for today, maybe a spotty shower this morning, then a little sun this afternoon, breezy, high of 63.
Welcome to a Tuesday morning. Cash Cow today, $1,000 up for grabs. First chance to win is at 8:20. Cash Cow made possible thanks to our friends at Bennett Chevy and BennettChevy.com. Again, 8:20, your first chance to win $1,000 on Cat Country 107.3. In the meantime, Cat Country morning birthday shout-outs start right now.
It's Natalie Maines' birthday today. She's 51. You know her from the Chicks, formerly known as the Dixie Chicks. Happy birthday, Natalie, wherever you are in the world.
Lisa Stretch of Egg Harbor Township is 48. Happy birthday, Lisa. Happy birthday to Deborah Mickelson of Barnegat. She's 61. Katrinka Hewitt of Pittsgrove is 74. Mark Madera of Dorothy has a birthday. Happy birthday, Mark. Happy birthday to Tiffany Johnson of West Creek. Tiffany is 45. Albert Huff of Heislerville has a birthday today. Paul Weldon's birthday. He's from EHT. And Marty Brennan of Woodbine is 54. Happy birthday, Marty Brennan. That's it. If we miss you, happy one to you as well. The recipient of our Cat Country Big Birthday shout-out today, Lisa Stretch. Cash Cow today, $1,000 on the line. Your first chance to win 1 hour from now. We're morning trivia in about 15 minutes with Johnny Cash, a tribute to Johnny Cash. That's a show coming to Caesars. We've got tickets for that to give away.
Ooh.
In the meantime, today is National Dessert Day. Earlier this morning, we were talking about this. You said your favorite dessert is ice cream.
Hands down, yeah.
I said mine is apple pie,
although there's a lot of close seconds. A la mode?
No, like, just apple pie.
So no ice cream with it.
Very good apple pie is my favorite. So I have a list here. Somebody made a list of the America's favorite 10 desserts.
Okay.
We're going to let you keep picking until you can't pick anymore and how many of the top 10 you can guess.
All right, I can do that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Go.
Okay. Ice cream.
Ice cream comes in at number 5.
Okay. Candy. Do I have to be specific?
Candy is not on the list. You're out.
Dang, that was quick.
America's favorite desserts. Number 10, cheesecake. Number 9, cupcakes. Number 8, Jell-O.
Ew.
You don't like Jell-O?
Not for a top 10 dessert.
7, carrot cake.
I'm like sitting in the hospital, maybe.
6, apple pie.
Okay.
Favorite desserts in America. Number 5, ice cream. Number 4, brownies.
Okay.
Number 3, chocolate chip cookies.
Mm-hmm.
Number 2, German chocolate cake. Huh.
Mm.
And number 1, I say huh to as well. According to this, America's favorite dessert is fudge. 3 mornings with Joe and Jana. Morning trivia in about 10 minutes. In the meantime, tonight, Jana hosts something called Girls Night Out.
And it really is Girls Night Out. Maybe not like that song.
There's no thunder from down under or whatever.
No, none of that. That would be a great addition, though.
Tickle fights?
We could put that in. No pillow fights. No, none of that. No, like, lingerie.
It's a different kind of Girls Night Out.
Yes. So we're going to be at Atlantic Medical Imaging, AMI, right on the corner of Spruce Avenue and the Black Horse Pike in EHT. Food, games, prizes, all the fun, plus facials and manicures. Like, yes, I cannot wait. The most delicious drinks. They always have a signature drink every year at AMI for Girls Night Out. And I can't wait to try it this year. I wonder if they're going to bring the watermelon one back. But it is going to be so much fun. We're there from 5 to 8, and it's Breast Cancer Awareness Month, so you can sign up for your free mammogram all October long. AMI is doing this. Tonight's the perfect night to come out and get your name on the list, as well as, like, hang out with all of us and enjoy all of the perks and the delicious food, drinks, games, prizes. Again, it's going down 5 to 8. AMI, Atlantic Medical Imaging, right on the Black Horse Pike in EHT on the corner of Spruce Avenue, 5 to 8 p.m. I hope to see you there.
So if I drive by and peer in the windows, I won't see any pillow fights or anything. Cat Country 107.3 Mornings with Joe and Jana. Cat Country Morning Trivia is on the air, brought to you by our friends at Matt Latt Nissan. Up for grabs today. We have two tickets to The Man in Black, a tribute to Johnny Cash, coming to Caesars in Atlantic City Friday, October 24th.
It's going to be a good show.
You got two tickets to the Johnny Cash show when you win this morning. Here's the question. 46% of men say they do this every day. It's nothing weird, nothing controversial, nothing that the kids can't hear. Matter of fact, maybe the kids should hear it. What is it? 46% of men say they do this every day.
Shower. You should be showering every day. That seems like a low number.
I hope it's higher than that.
Yeah.
That's not it.
Okay.
609-383-1073. Mornings with Joe and Jana. Cat Country Morning Trivia on the air. At stake, tickets to see Johnny Cash, A Man in Black tribute coming to Caesars in Atlantic City Friday, October 24th. Here's the question. 46% of men say they do this every day. We said it's nothing weird, nothing controversial. It's certainly something the kids can hear. Maybe the kids should hear it.
Okay.
What are 46% of men doing every day? Hi, Cat Country.
Save.
Save. No, that's not it. Thank you. Hi, Cat Country. What's your answer?
Shave.
No, that's shave. Not it. Thank you. Oh, shave.
Yeah.
Did the first one say save or shave?
I don't know. No. Maybe shave.
Well, it's neither save or shave.
Okay.
Hi, Cat Country. What's your answer?
Hi, is it check the weather?
No, that's not it. Thank you.
I do that. We should do that.
What's your answer?
Is it call their mom?
No, that's not it.
Oh, thank you. Call your mom.
Hi, Cat Country. What's your answer?
Hi, good morning. Is it shave?
No, that's not it. Thank you. So again, it's not save or shave.
It's the men aspect. That's why people are saying that.
Oh, shaving or saving?
Shaving.
Hi, Cat Country. What's your answer?
Is it cooking?
Cooking is not it. Thank you. 46% of men say they do this every day. Hi, Cat Country.
Hi, is it floss their teeth?
Floss their teeth.
No, that's not it. Thank you. Hi, Cat Country. What's your answer?
Hi, is it shave?
No, that's not it. Thank you. Good morning, Cat Country. What's your answer?
Give their wife a kiss goodbye.
Aw, that's so nice.
So
that's
not sweet. Right.
Thank you.
You should be doing that.
Hi, Cat Country. What's your answer?
Is it kiss their partner goodbye?
No, that's not it. Thank you. It's 2025, so we had to say partner rather than wife.
Just I mean, case. I refer to Taylor as my partner.
I was going a different way. Hi, Country. What's your answer?
Pray.
Pray. No, that's not it. Thank you.
As you should.
Hi, Cat Country. What's your answer?
Is it wash their hair?
No, that's not it. Thank you. Once again, we'll give you a couple more minutes to try to come up with the answer. 46% of men say they do this every day. Again, it's nothing weird, nothing controversial, nothing that the kids can hear. Matter of fact, maybe the kids should hear it.
Do you do it every day?
I do not.
You do not?
I do not.
So you're not this statistic, okay?
Correct. 46% of men say they do this. Trivia up for grabs today. We've got tickets to see Johnny Cash, A Man in Black tribute, come to Caesars in Atlantic City. Here's the question. 46% of men say they do this every day. We said it's nothing weird, nothing controversial, nothing the kids can hear. Matter of fact, maybe the kids should hear this.
And you don't do it every day.
I don't.
But you don't have kids.
I don't.
Well, it has like young
with,
kids.
It has nothing to do with kids.
You said kids nothing. Should hear it.
Yeah, kids should hear it. Maybe it'll be a
but
valuable lesson.
That's why
lesson.
You don't do it, because no, you, it has your nothing, kids are done.
No, it has nothing to do with, it has nothing to do with kids.
Okay.
Doing this has nothing to do with kids.
Oh, okay.
But maybe kids
okay.
should hear this.
Hey.
Okay. 46% of men say they do this every day. What is it? Let's go to the phones. Hi, Cat Country.
Brush their teeth.
No, that's not it. Thank you. Good morning, Cat Country. What's your answer?
Morning. Are they making their bed?
Absolutely right. You're a winner.
Thank you.
You're welcome. What's your name?
Mark.
Mark, when was the last time you made your bed?
This morning. We'll go with that one.
Sure.
Yeah, it's not like we're going to check or anything.
We might.
Mark, congratulations. We got two tickets waiting to see A Man in Black tribute to Johnny Cash at Caesars. Congratulations.
Congrats, Mark.
Thank you.
46% of men say they make their bed every day, which seems very high to me. I don't know.
I prefer my bed. So I wake up the earliest, and so most days, if there's not a fire call or something. So I'm not the one that usually makes my bed, and I get so angry when it's not made. It stresses me out. Yeah. So I would, but he doesn't always do it.
Yesterday we found out Jana wears two bras.
Not
today
every day.
We find out.
Wait,
she gets mad when the bed's not made. I don't.
I am wearing two today again.
46% of men said they make their bed every day. You kids, you need to make your bed every day. Good morning. We're things you need to know this morning. A 34-year-old Atlantic City woman was found dead inside a Sheridan Avenue home over the weekend. The death of Christina Burdett has been ruled a homicide.
The nor'easter is now history. Communities along the shore are recovering from the damaging effects of the storm. It caused widespread flooding all along the coastline Sunday and Monday. Beach erosion is also a problem.
ShopRite hiring in all departments and holding a job fair at its stores this Saturday from 11 till 2. The company's website says they offer a game-based training app, entertainment and tuition discounts, and scholarship opportunities.
And your South Jersey weather for today, maybe a spotty shower this morning, then a little sun this afternoon, breezy. High of
67.3 Mornings with Joe and Jana. Time now for my favorite tweets from the last 24 hours.
Here we go.
There are five of them. Number one, this is so true. I can't even start it. It's so good. I wish I loved anything as much as CAPTCHA loves stop signs and bicycles.
For sure. Why is that always what I'm identifying out of the bunch?
Number two, I don't think we need two-factor authorization to sign up for Jersey Mike's rewards program.
Correct.
I think we can play that one a little loose.
Probably.
Number three, she believed she could, but it started after 8 p.m., so she didn't.
That's true. If you invite me somewhere that late these days, the answer's a no for me, dog.
Number four, Your Honor. I say we call for recess and settle this whole mess on the kickball field. Yep.
That's one
what we
way.
Used to do. We're Joe and Jana. These are my favorite tweets. Last one, number five. Founder of Costco, drunk as heck. It's going to have hot dogs and optometrists.
Two of God's greatest gifts to the world.
It's Cat Country 107.3. Mornings with Joe and Jana. It's 8:20 at Cat Country 107.3. That means Cash Cow time. Brought to you by our friends at Bennett Chevy, Ann Arbor Township, and BennettChevy.com. Together, let's drive. $1,000 up for grabs today.
That means you could score yourself a brand new Mac laptop. Whether you're an Air or Pro person, that's your choice. That'll get you almost all the way there. So if you're in the market, especially this time of year, kids need one for school, Christmas shopping, whatever it is, there you go.
We have 10 codes for you to grab today. Grab as many codes as you can for your best chance to win. Codes are going to come your way about 20 minutes past the hour, every hour from now through 5:20 p.m. today. When you get a code, go to the Cat Country 107.3 app, tap on the button that says win cash and type in your code. And your first code of the day is 139.
139. That's the code that you need. 139 on the Cat Country 107.3 app. You're going to click the win cash button.
You're buying things in smaller packages, probably for more prices. Here's another one of those shrinkflation deals. Coca-Cola says it's going to start selling its tiny 7.5-ounce cans in convenience stores. Up until now, you can only buy them in multi-packs at grocery stores, but they say they're going to make them available for at convenience stores. They say notably our growing love of snacks and treats, the rise of GLP-1s, and the shrinkflation things have led to their decision to do this.